Stocks open higher this morning on Wall Street as investors reacted to the resumption of trade talks with China today and to the Federal Reserve's decision yesterday to cut interest rates again by a quarter point. The rate cut was described by Fed Chair Jerome Powell as a preemptive attempt to ward off slowing growth in the U.S.
Today, we decided to lower interest rates. As I will explain shortly, we took this step to help keep the U.S. economy strong in the face of some notable developments and to provide insurance against ongoing risks.
For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hey, Jeremy.
So today we have new data from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which has downgraded its forecast for global economic growth. It now expects global GDP to rise by 2.9% this year. That's the lowest since 2009. Is the Fed doing what the Fed's doing because it's scared that that global slowdown is going to spread to the U.S.?
On the margin, I think we're in that tricky stretch when you're not quite sure the markets want good or bad economic news. I mean, the latter, of course, providing more justification for the Fed to keep cutting. If you're the United States, you would love for the global economy to be growing, just shy of inflation, not too hot, that it, you know, you see commodity prices shoot higher, but not so weak that our exports suffer.
So is the Fed scared?
The Fed's eyes are open and they could do another rate cut. And clearly, you know, Donald Trump is over there saying that you need to take him to zero, and it's not very smart what you did. You failed again. Presidents love easy money. I'm not so sure the Fed is scared. And if you looked at the Fed as a whole, all of the governors, all the different regional presidents, there's hardly unanimity.
You know, in terms of the president saying that rates should be cut to zero, there are many who would say you shouldn't cut rates down to zero when times are good. And it is President Trump himself who has said this is the greatest economy in the history of America, because if you cut rates down to zero when times are good, what do you do if there's a recession?
That's true. And presidents, they love easy money. It keeps the economy and the market stoked. You've never had any president out there, I don't think Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, anyone say, no, the Fed should hike and break the back of inflation. And look, if you see the financial crisis like you saw here a decade ago, you saw our central bank not only take rates to zero, but do desperate things to get people to go out and take risks again. So it's not exactly an envious period when you have rates at zero.
What about the trade talks that have resumed today in Washington between China and the U.S.? Now, these are not the highest level. It's not President Trump and President Xi having these talks. These are lower level talks laying the groundwork for higher level talks, which are scheduled for next month.
You know, I think if you have me read the tea leaves the day of whatever that day is scheduled next month, I mean, that's when we should have the conversation, because from a day-to-day basis, there's so much saber rattling, these imperial pronouncements over Twitter, unconfirmed reports of breakthroughs. You have a picture with the president on the phone, and then the market rallies and then the market sells off. And the question just remains, and somebody has to answer this for me, which side can take more pain in the interim to force the other side in its position? And I'm not sure that we know that yet. The U.S. seems like the healthiest player in the global economy. China has a lot to lose, but these economies are so inextricably linked that you don't want to get to the point of mutual assured destruction.
Well, and China has been hedging its bets, if you will, and doing a lot more trade, cutting tariffs on other countries so that it can do trade while the tariffs are so high with the U.S. So they've found a way, and maybe the U.S. has found ways around the trade war as well. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, thank you.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Here and Now.